In this mitzvah, we are meant to remind ourselves that within the creation that God brought into being, evil exists, evil persists. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 77. Remember Amalek. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
In a very interesting article titled, Why Remember?, the Christian theologian Gilbert Mailander describes how the bioethics committee of George W. Bush, of which Mailander was a part, examined the ethical implications of pharmaceutical treatments that could be administered after a traumatic experience, ensuring that the memory of that experience would not be as strong or as painful. The commission, in other words, was essentially examining what it meant to remove the memory of painful moments from one's mind and what that did to one's identity, sense of self, the way he or she understood the story of the life that had thus far been lived. However one approaches this bioethical question in our own age, the fact remains, as Mailander notes, that the Bible obligates us to remember unpleasant experiences as well, on a collective and national level. The most obvious example of this obligation is Deuteronomy 25. Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek baderech betzeitchem mimitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the road as you left Egypt. The Jewish people encountered enemies and persecutors throughout its history, but it is the evil embodied by Amalek which incurs the obligation of memory, of remembrance, an obligation fulfilled by us annually in the traditional reading of this verse and its larger passage on the Shabbat before Purim. When we read of the attack of Amalek in Exodus, it is not initially clear why it is this event, this attack, that is singled out for such scriptural opprobrium. But when the obligation of remembrance is introduced in Deuteronomy, the sentences that follow make quite clear the nature of Amalek's evil. Asher korcha baderech vayizanev becha kolanecha shalim acharecha. For Amalek met you in the road and attacked those that weakly trailed behind you. Amalek set its sights not on military targets, but on the helpless, the weak, the defenseless. This is an evil that must be remembered. And when we further consider this obligation, we realize that in a striking way, two major mitzvot of memory are in a certain sense mirror images of one another and must therefore constantly be taken together in tandem. First, there is the fourth of the Ten Commandments. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to make it holy. This remembrance obligates the commemoration of creation, a story whose singular emphasis is the goodness of the earth that he brought into existence. Vayar Elokim et kol asher asa v'hine tov ma'od. And God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. The remembrance of Shabbat marks the goodness of creation. And then there is the other obligation. Remember what Amalek did to you. In this mitzvah, we are meant to remind ourselves that within the creation that God brought into being, evil exists, evil persists. To ponder the persistence of evil is to be reminded of what Robert Jackson said as prosecutor at Nuremberg. Quote, "It is common to think of our own time as standing at the apex of civilization, from which the deficiencies of preceding ages may patronizingly be viewed in the light of what is assumed to be progress. The reality is that in the long perspective of history, the present century will not hold an enviable position unless the second half is to redeem its first." End quote. So, Jackson said, in words that deserve to be remembered. Yet we know that in our own age, in our own time, in news we have just seen this very week, evil still persists. Those that would cruelly attack and assault, kidnap and murder the most defenseless, such evildoers are still made manifest on this earth. As such, it is the combination of these two mitzvot of memory that truly embody our own time. For on the one hand, we can look at all that has unfolded in our own age and see incredible evidence for the existence and powerful providence of the God that created the world. The story of the Jewish people, as miraculously made manifest in the Holy Land over the past decades, provides proof, ultimate evidence for the existence of the Almighty and for his loving involvement in the tale of the people with whom he covenanted millennia ago. That there is a God who rules the world can be confidently confirmed by us as we remember Sabbath after Sabbath, as we engage in commemoration of creation after commemoration of creation. And yet, the obligation, the mitzvah to remember Amalek also endures, for evil, egregious evil, continues to lurk and to loom and to make itself manifest in our own time. This is unquestionably and unbearably relevant this very week. But even as we ponder this painful point, we realize as well that there are other painful memories that are aspects, essential aspects, of mitzvot of commemoration, and that these very same mitzvot, like that of Shabbat, point not only to a God who is the divine director of history, but also to a redemption ordained by the Almighty in the time to come. Mylander, in discussing why painful memories might be an essential aspect of ourselves, put it this way, quote, "Remember, the ancient Israelites are commanded by their Lord, remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Even the memory of their bondage, Mylander reflects, is not to be erased, but rather drawn into a story that by God's power and grace is transformed into one of redemption. To be sure," he continues, "the Hebrew prophets sometimes describe God's forgiveness of Israel's sin as not remembering. Perhaps that is fitting for God, or perhaps the metaphor ought not to be pressed." And then Mylander further adds, "Human beings, at any rate, are not to erase the memories that give them pain, but to place those memories into a new, larger, and redemptive story." End quote. The Sabbath on which the obligation to remember Amalek is read is known as Shabbat Zachor, the Sabbath of Remembrance. And in the very name, we combine two Zachors. To some, it may seem strange to combine memory of Amalek and the memory of a providential and an all-good God who created heaven and earth. But the truth is, precisely because we reaffirm our faith in the God of heaven and earth, therefore, a nation that has experienced egregious evil at the hands of evildoers again and again has still remained firm in its faith, looking forward to more miracles in the story of the Jewish people and the ultimate defeat of evil in redemptive ages yet to come. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together next week, wishing you a Shabbat Shalom, signing off.